A lot of people were already upset about President Trump's plan to slash Great Lakes funding in next year's federal budget. Now the White House is recommending a $50 million cut to the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative for this year. Elizabeth Miller has details.
The Trump administration would use the $18 billion in cuts to the current budget to increase defense spending and save up for a border wall. The recommendations to Congress also include cuts in programs aimed at Great Lakes education outreach and cleaning up toxic waste sites. Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio says he and his colleagues in Congress are working to make sure these cuts don't happen.
Eliminating funding for the Great Lakes Initiative is just wrongheaded. It makes no sense for our community. That's bad enough, but now that they're actually wanting to cut $50 million for this year and then eliminating next year is even more troubling.
This news comes as the region's residents are showing support for the Great Lakes at public meetings. Hundreds of people have turned out in Detroit, Buffalo, and other cities for meetings of the Binational Commission that helps to regulate the lakes. Trump's budget blueprint for 2018 would eliminate $300 million in annual funding for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.